Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR's Weekend Edition. I'm Sharon Brody. Former Surgeon General Vivek Murthy served under President Obama. He left that post this past spring after the Trump administration called on him to resign. Before becoming Surgeon General, Murthy worked at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. And this weekend, he joined a panel discussion at the 10th annual Clinton Global Initiative University meeting at Northeastern University. Dr. Murthy, thank you for joining us.
I'm so glad to be on with you, Sharon.
Dr. Murthy, you've focused on gun violence as a public health epidemic, and in fact, the NRA's opposition to you delayed your confirmation as Surgeon General. This month, a mass shooting in Las Vegas killed 58 people, injured so many more people. If you were Surgeon General today, what would you be advising?
My heart really goes out to the individuals who are impacted, their families, and really to people throughout our country who have experienced gun violence and who are repeatedly traumatized every time something like this happens. You know, we unfortunately have a profound problem with gun violence in this country, but we have invested very little in understanding how best to address it. If you look at research dollars, if we were to invest in gun violence to the same degree that we invest in other illnesses, based on how many people it affects, we should be putting, on average, about $1.4 billion toward gun violence research. Federal government only puts about $22 million, if even that. When agencies have tried to research gun violence in terms of the causes and the solutions, they have worried that there will be a backlash from Congress and that the funding that they already have for other aspects of research will be diminished or eliminated altogether. And we would never stand for that if research dollars for breast cancer or for heart disease were being choked off because of politics. Yet somehow, as a country, we have allowed that to happen with research into gun violence. And that's a real tragedy. When you have large numbers of people dying for preventable reasons, that constitutes a public health crisis, and gun violence hits that bill.
It's hard to imagine, given that the shooting of school children in Newtown did not serve as the turning point that some might have thought. But do you think that the massacre in Las Vegas might shift the conversation in a direction approaching gun control in the United States?
Well, I certainly hope it will, but I think we are beyond the point of simply hoping that something will change in response to these tragedies. We have gotten stuck in a debate that has been polarized for years now, that's driven by special interest groups. The vast majority of people in our country agree on common sense reforms, yet somehow their voices are drowned out. I think that while we have to continue to press our federal leaders in Washington, D.C. to pass sensible laws that will help to address gun violence, we also need to focus on gun safety because there are far too many parents who are losing children to accidents with guns. We need to expand access to mental health services, recognizing that two-thirds of deaths that are gun-related are actually suicides, and most people don't recognize. We have to invest in emotional well-being programs to address the root causes of violence. And we have to recognize that programs that do this, that address emotional well-being, these programs actually have a remarkably successful track record at reducing violence. I believe that now is the time for us to turn our attention toward emotional well-being and recognize that emotional fitness is just as important as physical fitness. People recognize that there is something missing in our approach to health when we solely focus on the body. And then they also recognize that there's a deeper issue when it comes to our emotional health that we're not addressing that has impacts far beyond our physical health, but in terms of our ability to be productive, thoughtful, functioning members of society. And doctors and nurses are increasingly realizing that they not only need to focus on emotional well-being for their patients, but also for themselves, because rates of physician burnout have now crossed 50%. Rates of physician suicide are unacceptably high. And what I hope to focus on is making the strong connection between the topic of emotional well-being and what science actually tells us about how to improve it. And I also want to push for both policymakers to recognize where they can play a role in expanding our research base and understanding of emotional well-being and in expanding our implementation of programs that actually work. Emotional well-being, to me, is the ultimate investment in prevention. If we can invest in strengthening the emotional well-being of people at their earliest stages of life, we can set them up to live healthy, productive lives. And that's what we want for all of our children.
Dr. Murthy, thank you so much.
No problem, Sharon. It was good to speak with you today.
Former Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy. This is 90.9 WBUR.